are ready to worship the King this morning. Amen. I mean to sing it. I really felt it today because you had to do something different. You had to turn and look backwards. Huh? I felt that. It is good to get out of our comfort zone every now and then. So the scriptures won't be up on the screen, so you're going to have to use your Bible today. Amen. Which is a good thing. Yes. Amen? Amen. I got so used to using my phone sometimes for the Bible. And I get pick up the graphite and I can't, you know what I mean? I don't get there as fast as I used to. I'm getting a little older too, but I want to talk about a God worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our praise. Amen? Amen. He is worthy because he is King of Kings. Yes. Amen? Yes. He is worthy of our praise. Yes. We ought to come in here ready to worship the King of Kings. Yes. Our psalm this morning is going to be Psalm 100. I'm going to give you a minute to find it in your Bible. If you turn, you open your Bible in the middle, you should hit it. Amen? And just listen to it. It's short. It's five quick verses. So I shouldn't be before you long. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercies is everlasting. And his truth endure to all generations. Amen?
Amen.
He's worthy of our praise. This is a psalm of praise or a psalm, some of your Bibles will say, a psalm of thanksgiving. We ought to be thankful for what God has done in our lives. Amen? And what he has done in his universe.
Yes.
From Psalm 93 to Psalm 92, to Psalm 99, talks about God as his, and praises him for his kingship. Their kingship praises. Amen?
Yeah.
Because he is the King of Kings.
Yes.
Amen? So he's worthy of our praise. Look at the kingship. Look at, but before we go there, he is the King of Kings. And one day, every knee and every tongue going to bow. Even the atheist is going to bow one day and call him King. Look at Psalms, Philippians 2, 10 and 11. Most of you should know this by heart. And it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under earth. And every tongue shall confess to Jesus is to the glory of God. Amen? Every knee going to bow one day. And every tongue going to confess. But at that day, that's going to be by force. We come in here today and we bow because we love him. We bow because we acknowledge that he's been good to us.
Yes.
That he's been faithful to us. And he is our king. And he reigns above it all. Look at, I won't go all the way back to Psalm 93. I'll go from 97 to 99. Look at Psalm 97, verses 1-4. And it says, the Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitudes of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgments are the habitations of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up the enemies around about. His lightning enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills, oh, that was it. Amen. He reigneth. He's king of all. Look at Psalm 98, verses 1-6. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has openly, he has openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth towards the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth has seen the salvation of our God. So make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praises. Sing unto the Lord with harps and with the voice of psalms, with trumpet and the sound of the cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Amen? Amen. He has shown forth his power. He has all power. In Psalm 99, he's exalted above all. 1-5. The Lord reign. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loved judgment. Thou dost establish equity, equity. Thou execute judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord, our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Amen. He reigns, he has all power, and he's worthy to be praised. Yes. Amen? Yes. Yes. He's our king. He's the one we serve. Now look. Back to Psalm 100. All creation should shout and tell of his glory. Look what it says. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yes. Make a joyful noise. It says we ought to come in here and just shout. Yes. In other words, it just says shout. We ought to be telling of his goodness and all the stuff he has done for us. Yes. Every morning when I wake up, and go like that. It's the goodness of the Lord. Amen. 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 And I ought to tell it. And you ought to tell it. We ought to come here just ready to share what the Lord done for me. You know, I didn't think I was going to make it through this week. But here I am. Thanks be to God. Amen. Here I am. Amen. Yeah. Praise him. He's worthy. It was his power that got me here this week. When I was a teenager, my mother said, boy, you ain't going to make it to 30. Somebody going to kill you. But here I am. Nothing but the Lord. Amen. So I'm going to come in here and I'm going to make a noise. Amen. I'm going to make a noise. I'm going to shout about the goodness of God. If he hadn't done anything for you, then you can be quiet. But if he's done something for you, you ought to make some noise. Amen? If he's made a way out of no way, you ought to make some noise. Listen, and Israel wrote, you know, Israel was kind of, they thought it was their God. You know what I mean? But they knew he was their God, but God over everything. Because when they would read the scriptures, they would say, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But they knew they had a personal covenant relationship with God. And us as believers, we have a covenant personal relationship with God the Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? But not only do we have a covenant relationship, and we owe a debt to him to praise him and give him thanks for all that we are and all he has done for us. Amen? But they knew not only do they had a relationship, but he's king over everything, over all the earth. Look what it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That was just for Israel. But then he says, all ye lands. Everybody. It's an invitation for everybody. Y'all just sung it. Everything that has breath ought to praise him. It was doing my heart good, and y'all was singing, pray. I can't sing. That's what I can't sing. Lord, have mercy. You'll make me act a fool up in here. But we praise him. Listen, I'm going to sing, and I'm going to praise him. Again, offbeat and out of tune. Amen? And that's all right. It sounds good to him. Matter of fact, it sounds good to me. Because he's been good to me. Amen? So we ought to come in here and praise him. And then it's an invitation to praise him. We ought to feel it. Amen? It ought to be the thing that it should be something in our soul. And we ought to serve the Lord with gladness. Amen? Yes. We ought to serve him with gladness. He deserved to be served. Yes. How do we serve him? By serving one another. Amen? That's the only way we serve God, by serving one another. He didn't put us here to be served. Matter of fact, Jesus said, I came not to serve, but to give my life a ransom. Yes. And you ought to be doing the same thing. That's why Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable. Which is your reasonable service. That's the least you can do. But can I tell you why people don't praise him? They rather serve and praise the creature more than the creator. They want to praise the things that God gave them. Instead of then, listen, you were thanking God when you had to drive the bus. Now you got a car, you ain't got time. You want to clean your car on Sunday. When you were staying in your mama's house, and now you got your own house, and now you want to worship the house and not God, who gave you the house? Look what Romans 1, 21 to 25 says. Can't see that far, Marky. It says, because that When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like unto corruptible men and into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God has gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own body between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. You rather serve what God has given you than serve him who gave it. What do you have that God hasn't given you? If you got anything, you ought to praise the Lord. Amen? It was the Lord that woke you up this morning.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. He says, the rest of verse 2, we ought to come before his presence with singing. Yeah. Every time we come, we ought to have a song in our heart singing about how good the Lord's been to me.
Yes. Yeah.
Huh? He's been good.
Amen.
To all. Matter of fact, he makes it to rain on the just and the unjust.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
He just ain't good to all believers. He's good to everybody. He's good to his creation. When he created it, he said, and it was good. Because he made it. So we ought to feel that. Amen? Because he's good, and because we ought to serve him like he served us. You remember John 13? This is the last week of Jesus' life, and he comes to this room where they're going to have the last meal, and he identified Judas as the betrayer, and he washes the disciples' feet. Look at John 13, verses 13 to 17, and I can't see that far, so I got to go. See, I'm getting better with my Bible. And he has washed their feet. Peter had said to him, Lord, you can never wash my feet. He said, Peter, If I don't wash your feet, you ain't got no parts of me. Peter said, well, don't just wash my feet. Give me a whole bath. He said, not my head and my hands. But Jesus said in verse 13, you call me master and Lord. And you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, you have ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, a servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than him that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. The only way you're going to be blessed in this Christian walk is by serving one another.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Listen, I know you look good on Sunday morning, but you ain't here to be served.
That's right.
You here to serve.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
You here to look out for one another.
Yeah.
You here to put the interests of others above yours. But his presence ought to be the melody. Serving in his presence ought to be the melody of our heart.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
We ought to find our greatest joy in serving one another.
Yes.
ought to energize us. That ought to motivate us, regardless of what we have or don't have. We ought to find joy in serving others. When we're at our lowest, we ought to serve one another. When we need somebody to serve us, we ought to be willing and looking for an opportunity to serve somebody else. Because that's when God is blessing. When we're serving. So we ought to feel His presence. We ought to serve at His command. Amen? Not only we ought to feel it, we ought to know something. Amen? He says, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. And is He has made us and not we ourselves." It says He's God. And in other words, He's God and He owns us.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
He owns us. We His people. Yes. And the sheep of His pasture. He has ownership over us.
Yeah.
We do what He tells us to do.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
I know you went to school and you got this degree and that degree. Or you worked hard and got a lot of money in the bank. But it all came from Him.
That's
Amen?
Right.
And He can take it away in a nanosecond.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Just think if God was to repossess your breath.
Wow.
Huh?
Wow.
Where would you be?
Right. Right.
He owns us.
He
and we not ourselves. Look at Psalm 24 verses 1 and 2. It says, I should know this by heart. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For He has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. He owns everything.
Yeah.
And that includes you.
Right.
He owns you. Scripture lets us know that until we know God, we can't even know ourselves. Huh? In the right perspective. We know of ourselves. We know what we like, what we don't like. We know where we messed up and what we accomplished. But we don't see ourselves clearly until we see Him. Until we know Him, we don't. Listen what Isaiah says in Isaiah 6, verses 1 to 5. Well, see, messing with that phone got me all messed up. I can't get there quick enough these days. Look at what he says. In the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah served as prophet under about 8 different kings. Uzziah was one of those kings, and Uzziah was a good king, one of the best kings in Judah. And Uzziah was significant. And Isaiah says, the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon His throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Kings were known by how long their train was, showed to how much power they had. It says His train filled the temple. It wasn't no more room for anything else. All it was Him and his train. Ain't no room in the temple for nobody or nothing else. That's how much power He has.
Yes.
He says, but when Uzziah died, I saw the real king. I saw the king that I thought I can put some trust in and some hope in and thought I had some influence with. When he died and I thought all hope was gone, I saw the King of Kings. And his train filled the temple. I ain't never seen that much power. And he says, above it stood the seraphims, each one having six wings. With twine he covered his face, and with twine he covered his feet, and with twine he did fly. And one cried to another, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I. See, when I seen the king and all his power, I finally see myself and who I am in relationship to him. Listen to what he says. And he says, whoa, it is me. I am undone because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell amongst the people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. He says, when I seen the Lord and his power and his holiness and his righteousness, I understood how foul I was. I understood how deprived I was. I understood how much I needed him and his righteousness. I understood me for the first time. I understood that nothing, like Paul, nothing in my, no good thing dwelleth in my flesh. He's our king. And it's he that deserves our praise. It is him that we thank. It is him that we honor. It is him that we adore. And we serve him and not ourselves. Because he has brought us. He has paid for us. When we were in sin and lost because of the sin in the world, he paid the price. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. I got to get quicker. I got to get better. Maybe I'll do this every week, maybe. You know, with practice, things do get better, right? So if I stop relying on all the technology, I'll get back to where I used to be. 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Yes. He paid for your redemption. Yes. So let the redeemed or the Lord say so. Yes. Yes. Amen. When you came, if you redeemed, you ought to came in here saying so. Yes. The Lord's been good to me. Yes. And I'm ready to tell the world how he's been good to me. Amen? Amen. So we ought to know how good he's been to me. When we know who he is and his attributes, we know who we are and how much we owe him for all that he's done for us. Amen? And we ought to come in here acting like it. If you know it, you ought to act like you know. Amen? You ought to act like you know. How do you act like you know it? Well, I'm glad you asked. You asked all the right questions. Amen? Yeah. He tells you, right? See, I got lazy. He tells you, we ought to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. That's how you act like you know. You ought to come in here with thanksgiving. Yeah. And you ought to enter his court with praise. You ought to be thankful unto him and bless his name. That's how you act like you know. You come in here thankful. You come in here praising. You come in here worshiping a king that deserves to be worshiped.
Yes.
You tell of his goodness. Look at Psalm 105, 1-5. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous work. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and his judgment of his mouth. Amen. Seek him. Come in here serving him. Be thankful unto him. Because he's been good to you.
Yes.
Whether you know it or not.
Yes.
I don't care what you have or what you don't have. He's been good to you.
Yes.
He woke you this morning. He put breath in your lungs that you could get here this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Even when you had those hard days, when you ain't had a whole lot to eat, when peanut butter and jelly sandwich satisfied you like it was filet mignon.
Yes.
Amen?
That's right.
I remember those days. Amen? And now I'm upset if it ain't steak. Amen. But I tell you what, I still like a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
Amen. With a glass of milk. But he's been good. We're down to the last verse. Amen. So we blessing for all he's done. For his goodness, for the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. God's truth is the source of everlasting goodness and mercy. It is God's truth. His word is truth. Amen? It is his word that gets me through day in and day out. If I didn't have this, I don't know where I would be. I mean, I can go to Pastor Dave and ask for a little advice. But he can only take me but so far. And sooner or later, Pastor Dave is going to say, man up and act like a man. You know what I mean?
That's the...
In other words, he's going to say, I ain't got time for this. But the word of God is where I find my source. It's where I find my strength. Amen? It's here. That's why he's given it to me. That I might find hope and comfort in the scriptures. Amen? His word is truth. When Jesus was praying his high priestly prayer in John 17, he said, he was talking about his disciples in us, and he said, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Your word is true. So I don't care what I'm going through. I don't care what my circumstances is. I don't care if I ain't got two dimes to rub together or my cupboard's bare. I got a God who loves me and constantly provides for me. And he has promised never to leave me nor forsake me.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes.
So I got his promise to hold on to. In John 14, verses 1 to 4. I know what it is. I'm telling you. Yeah, John 14, 1 to 6. He says, let not... So I don't care how hard my circumstances is. It says, let not my heart be troubled.
Yes.
You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions or many dwelling places. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you of myself. Where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. See, I got some hope that regardless of what I'm going through, one day I'm going to be with my Savior. Yes. Amen? Yes. So it doesn't matter what this life throw at me. It don't matter how hard it gets here. I'm looking forward to seeing him face to face. Listen, I'm going to live this life to the fullest. I'm going to have every bit of joy he gives me in it. But my hope is in him and seeing him. Look at 1 John 1, 1 John chapter 3. One of Pastor Dave's favorites and mine's too. 1 John 1, 1 John 3, 1 to 3. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knew us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know. Listen, we know some things. Amen. But we know. Listen to the confidence of that. We know when he shall appear. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Listen, I know one day my righteousness is going to be just like Jesus. I'm going to look just like him. And he's doing a work in me right now to conform me to the image of his son. And one day, I'm going to be there. Amen. One day, I'm going to see him face to face. I'm going to see him and not another. Amen. Listen what he says, and don't get, that ain't the happy part. This is the part that you need to obey right here. Verse 3, and every man, that's generic, any man, boy, woman, or girl who has this hope in him purifies himself. You need to start doing the work now. Amen? You need to start weaning off some of those bad habits you got, and we all got. I left one out, but I'll get to it. Romans 8, 18. Romans 8, 18. Again, I don't care what your life look like. I don't care how hard things are for you. Listen what Paul says in Romans 8, 18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in you. God got something waiting on you. If you're one of his, you've been redeemed by him, he got something good for you. I don't care what you're suffering through right now. It ain't worthy to be compared with what the things he got in store for us. Amen? And then he talks about, because I'm secure in him. I don't have to worry. My future is secure in him. Look at Romans 8, just stay in the same chapter. Just go down to verses 38 and 39. Look what he says. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm secure. Amen? Look, life ain't been a bed of roses for me. And it's been some rough days. And it's still some rough days. But I serve a God that loved me and gave himself for me and has secured a future for me with him. So my cry right now is, I sought the Lord and he heard me. I sought the Lord and he heard me. I sought the Lord and he heard me. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I trust him. I trust him with my life. I sought the Lord and he heard me. And he answered. That's why I trust him. He's my Savior. And he has never, ever failed me. He's never failed me. And he gives me what I need day by day. And I walk by faith and not by sight. So I keep trusting him day in and day out. One step at a time. That's why I trust him. He's faithful. I sought the Lord and he heard me. And if you don't know him, you can also place your faith in him. You can also trust in him. You can also trust in him. You can experience his goodness. You can experience his grace and his mercy. His forgiveness. Psalm 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Yes. You ought to come and taste that this Lord that we serve is good. If you don't know him, I beseech you that you come and taste of his goodness. You can come and see me. You can come and talk to any of the pastors or any of the leaders if they've just raised their hand and talk to them or talk to any Christian you know. And tell them you want to know this Jesus who died for their sins. If that's you, I'm going to ask you to even be bold enough and come on down here today and I'll talk with you. But he's available. He said if you would come, he would in no wise cast you out. But as for me and my house, I'm going to keep trusting the Lord.